This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We keep hearing that 20 and 30-somethings prefer buying experiences to products. What if they actually can do both? In the latest issue of The Economist magazine's arts and culture publication called 1843, there's a piece about retail stores that have become such hot tickets that they may not even care if you buy anything. The reporter is Cassia St. Clair, who joins us from London. Hi there. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
What is the story here? People get on lists like it's a concert or a exclusive club to go into a boutique or a shop?
Since the 1990s, we've obviously had online shopping, and that's been brilliant and incredibly convenient for customers. But online shopping is also quite flat and utilitarian in a lot of ways. Then it's quite hard for customers to distinguish between different brands and to get a real feel for them just online. And so brands that have bricks and mortar spaces, and even some brands that don't and hold pop-ups, want to kind of engage customers in a very different way within these real life spaces. It's a way of getting the customer to feel engaged and emotional about a brand.
Of course, it's also a social media generation device, right? Because if you've lined up, you got into the exclusive place and you find it cool, you're going to tweet it out, you're going to put up pictures on Instagram, etc.
The ability to share, or the creation of a hashtag through which customers and visitors can share their experiences, does kind of give a specific event or a shop a much wider reach, and it allows the brand to kind of see the reaction that it's having. But sometimes these spaces are specifically seem to be created with social media in mind. So shops might create displays that are kind of back in the day when you could only post square pictures on Instagram that specifically fit that square format. So they were perfect for taking an Instagram photo.
And it sure isn't, if you walk into one of these boutiques trying to create an event to get you in. It's not like shopping in a warehouse store. You might not even see the product at first.
Yes, in some ways it's really quite surprising, because you get stores where almost the point doesn't seem to be the products on sale at all. So, for example, a New York example, there's a store called Supreme that's opened relatively recently in Brooklyn, and the majority of the floor space of this store is taken up by a skate ring. And the store is very large, and yet very few people are allowed in at any one time. There are bouncers on the door sort of carefully controlling the flow of people into the space itself. The fact that you can't get in at will, you have to wait, and you can't skate on the rink unless you're kind of exclusively invited, adds this sort of aura to a brand, which is just not possible to create on an online space in the same way.
I like the makeup place, I think it was in San Francisco in your piece, where a little hand in a rubber glove comes out of a slot in the wall and spritzes you with perfume if you so desire.
Yes, these spaces have to be very carefully managed, because if the selling part of these events or of these stores becomes too overt, it can kind of begin to seem a little bit desperate, was the word that I heard from one particular brand. And they're very, very careful. They don't want to, you know, make people think that they're kind of desperate to get people in their stores. They want to create events that really fit with their identity and that are very memorable in the right way, so that the customers will leave the event or leave the store, leave the space. And when they're next thinking about a particular product, they remember this brand.
And you could have put the headline on the piece, "Bricks and Mortar Ain't Dead." I mean, this is the new way of getting people back into a 3D space.
Yeah, like I said, shops are having this kind of renaissance, because they suddenly have this real added value beyond the physical square space with which to sort of put shelves and to put product. They're now just sort of spaces, or they can be spaces, where brands can speak to customers in a new and exciting way.
Cassia St. Clair wrote the piece in The Economist magazine's sibling publication called 1843. Ms. St. Clair, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.